7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Okay. Is this gonna fly? There's a breeze in my face. Maybe we can get into a windbreak. Maybe, what the hell's that? Okay, here we go. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. That's right, it's Dubious Goals Committee time in a little bit of wind. But I might be in a windbreak here in a second, because strangely enough, we are not down at the creek today. Oh no, this is not creek day. Oh, you can probably tell by the sounds of the high tension power lines crackling that I am in fact at Tranquility Park on the gyro ball side, working my way into my favorite mushroom areas. But we're not going to be finding any mushrooms today. Oh no. It's still dry as a bone around here. But I did notice that they have set something up in the parking lot. It's one of those mobile security stations. It's got big solar panels and it's on a trailer. And there's some cameras up at the top. And oh, don't worry. I'm not within sight of the cameras. But I'm curious as to why they had to install something of this nature. Has there been some weird stuff going down here in the park? Yeah, possibly. Very possibly. But we're not out here to do weird stuff. We're out here to do two things. What's that sound? What was that? That sounded like there's something big moving in the leaves over there. What are we here to do? We are here to find the flab moths. The chubby, chubby marmots. Because it is at this time of year that they're at their fattest. Because they've been eating all summer. Getting ready for the winter. And although the marmots around here don't, you know, fully hibernate, you know, they still go into that pseudo hibernation mode, which means they get chubby. They get so chubby with just pure flab that you can just sort of see the rolls of flab on them. And when they move, they jiggle. When they run, it's the most hilarious thing you've ever seen because, you know, their flab jiggles back and forth. It's too funny. So I'm standing here by the scary tree. I don't see any flabsters. I'm looking down into the little creek. It's dry. Wow. Where's my flabsters? So we're going to be looking for flabsters today because that's what we do at this time of year. Find some flabbies. There's animal trails in the grass. They're around here somewhere. We just got to find them. Although it's a little bit warm today, we are right on the borderline of safe for Tobe. And I'm in direct sunlight and it's only getting warmer. How long are we going to be out here? I don't know. Hopefully I won't die. But the other thing that we are out here to discuss today is the word flamboyant. Flamboyant. Good word. But what does it mean? Well, I think we know what it means. But why? The thing that bothers me about flamboyant is, well, the etymology, of course. I don't know why I was thinking about this morning. But yeah, okay, flamboyant. What's that sound? There's definitely a dude moving over there. I heard a dude in the grass and in the leaves. Where is he? There's a dude around here somewhere. Probably just a squirrel. But maybe it's somebody else. In the little zone that I'm in right now, we found turkeys back here before. Marmots, deer, wind. Moving up into the wind zone. Who's down there? Somebody. I'm not seeing anything. I want to see dudes. I want to find some foresty friends. Wow. Creek is super dry. Super dry. Alright, where was I? Oh yeah. Flamboyant. Here comes the wind. Now let's just power through it. Looking for dudes. Flamboyant. Look at that bird. Is he flamboyant? Not really. He's just kind of gray. Okay. There's a couple marmot dens right up here. Keep your eyes open for flabsters. Oh, come on, give me some flabbies. All right, the word flamboyant. It appears to be a compound word. Two words that we already have in our vocabulary jammed together. Flamboyant. Flam and buoyant. Well, what do these roots mean? Wow, dry creek. No water flowing. Nah, nah, nah. Bicyclist goes by on the other path. Flamboyant. Flam. Buoyant. All right, well, let's start at the beginning. The word flam. The word flam, F-L-A-M, is one of the 40 essential drum rudiments. If you have a couple of drumsticks, you could play a flam right now. Flam is a very simple rudiment. It's basically, you're just playing both hands, you're hitting a drum with both hands, but one of your hands is a little bit behind the other, time-wise. Flam is a hit with a ghost note. Padap. Instead of, you know, bap. Padap. That's a flam. Okay, so now that we know what a flam is, what does buoyant mean? Well, buoyancy is all about floating. Buoyancy is what you get with a difference of densities. I keep hearing leaves falling, and I'm thinking, oh, there's little birds running around everywhere. No. Can't find anything yet. But we're getting close to the pit of despair. So maybe there's some flabsters out there. Buoyant. If something is buoyant, it floats. It floats somewhere in something. But yeah, generally speaking, buoyant means it floats. So flamboyant. A floating drum hit? No. Although the hits of a flam, you know, one is kind of a light hit, the ghost note, and the other is a regular velocity hit. So there's a difference in, like, velocities. We could even say there's a difference in densities of the strokes. One is a light density stroke that makes a, you know, a softer sound. And then the second hit is a much, much denser hit, a stronger hit. And so, is that where the buoyancy is? Because we have a difference in hit density? All right, I'm at the pit of despair, looking into marmot holes on the opposite bank, on the opposite cliff wall. I'm not seeing anybody yet. It's a warm day. You'd think they'd be out getting some sun. Maybe they're up in trees. Maybe I need to be looking up. Because we have found marmots in this tree up here before. Flamboyant. Were they flamboyant marmots that you found in the tree? Well, not overly so. Just kind of regular marmots. And it was in the, this is the tree that they like. They like to get in this tree. But there's a lot of other tree branches down from all the big storms and stuff. So there could be plenty of logs to sit on. We got holes. I can see holes in the walls, but I can't find any flabbers. Where's my flabs? Thought for sure we were going to find some flabsters today. Well, let's go around here and look down into the pit from this angle. Okay, where are they? Where's all the little chubby flubs? None. I see none chubby flubsters. Oh, no, wait, what the hell's that? What the hell is that? That's not a black squirrel. That's a mink. Wow. A mink, and he's running down the creek now. He was over there on that log, and he went down the log, and I thought, oh my God, it's a marmot. No, it's just a squirrel. No, it's not a squirrel. It was a mink, and now he's out of sight around the bend. Okay. Totally worth coming out here today. There's the payoff right there. A mink. Awesome. He was lovely. We could probably try to chase him down. Do we need to go up any further? Well, we better check for marmots just in case. Let's go up here. Let's see what's going on. Mink. Nice. Yeah. I saw a little running dude hopping through the grass, but his tail was sticking up. And marmots, when they run, their tails don't stick up. They have short, stubby tails that stay low to the ground. for downforce. Yeah, I've been watching a lot of racing lately. But this was a tail sticking up, and I thought, oh, it's just a squirrel. Then I saw him hop up under the log and start running down into the creek. And I realized, no, that's not a squirrel, it's the wrong color. But it's not a black squirrel, because it's not totally black. It's more of a charcoal, brownish, minky looking color. And that's when I realized, hey, that's a mink. Alright, it doesn't look like there's anything up here except a lot of more erosion, a lot of broken tree branches. Let's check the den under the tree right up here. Because we have walked around this corner lately just to run into a mott standing right here. Oh, but not today. Not today, not today. I gotta get out of the sun. It might be time to turn around. Okay, let me just look up here real quick. Okay, standing on the edge of the cliff, looking down into the creek, looking at marmot holes. There's birds flying around. I don't see any chubs. Oy. I'm turning around. I probably have gone too far. And that's okay. Wait, do I have cold drinks at home? Yeah, I got some stuff. Plus, I got some bananas. I could make a yummy fruit drink. Perhaps I shall. A lot of dragonflies out here today. Look at this guy. He's just hovering along. Bloop, bloop, bloop. He hangs out. He does stuff. He's a flying bug. And he's very flamboyant. What does that mean? I know what a flam is. I know what buoyant means. But when you put them together, they no longer make any sense. Okay. I guess that's fine. So if you have something that's flamboyant, I guess that means you can also have something that's what? Looking for the joke here. Tobe searches for the punchline. Hold on a second. I gotta look down into the creek right here because I have a feeling this is where our minky mink went. Now, we're not gonna see him under all that stuff though, are we? No. Where did you go, minky mink? I don't see anything. Where's my minky? Minky. Who am I, Johnny Vegas? I love Johnny Vegas. Monkey. I try to talk like Johnny Vegas. Monkey. Say monkey like Johnny Vegas. Anyway. So, flamboyant. What you got there is a rudiment and then a word that is vaguely nautical. So can we make up other words with this formula? Well, sure, let's give it a shot. Other drum rudiments include, but are not limited to, the paradiddle, the ratamacue. There's at least 40 others. Take my word for it. Just look it up. So, then we need another nautical word. Does it have to mean buoyant? Or can it just be something vaguely nautical? Like scupper. You know what a scupper is? Tobe does. because I read lots of books. So, Marta McCusker? Huh. Doesn't make a lot of sense, but as usual, I don't know why I have to keep repeating this. I'm not here to make sense. I am not here to make sense. I am here to, you know, find marmots. Big fat ones. Flabby, flabby marmot buddies. We have to find them. Have to find them. Because those flabby marmot buddies getting ready for the winter. Flabby, flabby, flabby. Matty, matty, matty. Flabby, flabby. Marmots, where are you? Alright. I'm back here where the little culvert comes out. Okay, yeah, I see. This is where there's some water. There's some water standing here. There's a little bit of mud. And yes, I do see marmot tracks in the mud. So, we know the flabbies are around. Flabsters are around here somewhere. They're just not hanging out in the sun today. Because they're so... Hey, wait, are these chives? Oh. Yes, but they're weak. I think I'm leaving the chives behind. Because I went to the store last night. About 8 o'clock. I had to go back to the store. Because I actually went there 2 nights ago. But I forgot to get butter. I forgot to get $6 a pound butter. What the hell, damn guy? Anyway. Yeah, I bought bagels. I had to get some onion bagels, because I love onion bagels. I haven't had any in a long time, so I got some bagels 2 nights ago. And then that night, at about midnight, I'm like, oh, I need a tasty snack, because I didn't really eat much all day. And now I'm starving, and I need to go to bed in 3 hours. What the hell am I going to... Oh, that's right, I bought those bagels. So I get super happy. I go up to the kitchen. I get out the bagels. I throw a bagel into the toaster. And then I reach into the refrigerator to get some butter for my bagel. But, yeah, you called it, no butter. And I was like, oh, yeah, I vaguely remember using the last of the butter. But for some reason, I left the empty butter box in the refrigerator. Maybe that was to remind me to buy butter. Regardless, I had to eat a bagel without any butter or cream cheese. It was just a regular onion bagel, and it was still good. Love bagels. I love bagels. So, yesterday I said, oh, can't let that happen again. Gotta go to the store to get some butter. Oh, and there was something else. Oh, wait. What's that sound? Was that just a bird in the leaves over there? Also, the night before, I was having some really strange cravings that I don't usually get, but, you know, whatever, right? One craving was for a salad. I really wanted a salad. Then once I started thinking about salads, I started thinking about salad dressing. And I had no lettuce and I had no salad dressing makings. Well, I had most of everything I needed, but regardless. Then I started thinking about the salad dressing at a certain restaurant out in Waterloo. And I don't have any. Although they do sell it. So I'm thinking, Do I need to... I don't think they're open tonight. It's Monday. Today's Monday, right? Are they open? I'm thinking I need to drive all the way out to Waterloo, Nebraska. Not that that's very far. Because it's not. To buy salad dressing. And then I was hungry for grapefruits. Actually, was that first? Was I hungry for grapefruit? I don't remember what order these cravings were coming in, but doesn't... Grapefruit. And I thought, do I really want grapefruit? Or do I want pomelo? Do I want a salad? Yeah, so last night for dinner, not only did I eat a bagel, an onion bagel, with butter. Nom nom nom. Had to keep it away from my cat. Because she was going crazy because she could smell the butter and she's trying to climb up on me to get the bagel. Kitties don't like bagels. I kept telling her, but she doesn't listen to anything I say. Wow, I thought I just saw an iguana on the path. There's no iguanas here. That's just a leaf. A bunch of leaves. A bundle of leafage. Well, so... Yeah, not only did I eat my bagel with a little butter on it, and it was good, I also had a salad. And it was good, too. I made yummy salad dressing. Did a pretty damn good job of it. That's what I'm having for lunch, too. Salad. Salad. Because I like salads. Alright. Is there just no dudes today? We didn't see any dudes. Well, we saw mink. What am I saying? Mink. Have we seen any other minks this year? I don't know, but I'm going to go down here really quick. I'm going to take this little path that sort of ties the trails together. I want to walk down in here because when we came in, I thought I heard something walking around over here. It might have just been a squirrel in the leaves. But we got to double check because it could have been a flabster. Or it could have been a turkey. A chub flabster? Chub flabster. A parody song. Sung to the tune of Rock Lobster by the B-52s. Actually, we've seen deer right in here too before. I hear human voices over there, so there's not going to be any dudes over there. What about in here? Like, what's that? What's that lump of stuff over there? Is that a dude or is that just a lump of stuff? Oh, I think that's just sticks and leaves. I'm sweating. Oh, a bicyclist is coming. Which path is he going to take? I'm going to stand off to the side. He's going the other way. Okay. Okay, so what was I going to do? I need to get some clay. Do I feel like doing that today? Do I feel like driving somewhere just to get some Sculpey? Or do I want DAS? Well, we're sure as hell not going to get any plasticine. We got wind. I can see my car. I'm just going to tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that looks for flabby, flabby marmots at this time of year at 1930 UTC.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
End of the line, and the water goes down the drain. At least I don't have to go to the store. We got butter. Oh, and I was going to make Roman. Oh, yeah, but not. It doesn't have to be today. I can make that tomorrow. Why am I not hungry?
Bagels.